This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, GCN. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Fennelli. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for the last part of hour number one taking over. I'll tell you what happened.
Yes.
There was a loud explosion. I literally thought the garage under our house blew up. I literally did. And Mrs. Finelli's was there working, and I thought it was going to be just a terrible situation. Literally went boom. It was like that long. The whole house shook. The floor shook under the studio. And so I raced down the house and outside, and there's Mrs. Finelli. She said, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "I did." And then the phone rang, and our son called. He was on a tractor, and he grabbed an emergency phone that he has, and he called us so he could tell us that he heard this loud explosion. And he heard this. He was in a tractor, a 100 horsepower tractor, roaring diesel engine, cab over it, windows closed, and he said the windows shook on the tractor, and he heard it while he was mowing with a 15-foot batwing mower. So he's running heavy equipment, and he felt it in the tractor. So we said, no, we're okay. And then I called on the landline. I called the farmers cooperative, and I talked to a gentleman by the name of Canyon there, who I know. And I said, "Canyon, did you feel an explosion?" He said, "Yeah." They were over a couple miles away. So they felt it. So this was a pretty significant explosion that we heard. I don't think it's a sonic boom. I think a sonic boom is one thing that just kind of rattles the windows. This thing shook the entire house. And it's a stone house that just the stone on the house was 220 tons. So it's a pretty heavy structure, and it literally shook the house. And after the broadcast, I'm going to go around looking to see how many cracks are on the stone as a result of that.
So you don't know what happened yet.
Type boom. That's what happened.
You don't know the cause.
Do not know the cause. But I do know that it was probably felt a couple miles away as strong as it was here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're okay.
And I know.
And your family's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
Yes. And I know it's probably not dynamite, because I've asked to go buy some dynamite. I went to the farmers cooperative, and I said, "Y'all have any dynamite?" and the reason is we have some tree stumps.
You go to town again?
Well, you know, farmers used to take dynamite and you know, once they cut these big trees down, they have these huge stumps that, you know, of these dead trees, and what do you do with them? They take, you know, decades to disintegrate, to go back to nature. And so I thought, well, you know, it's easier to get them out with that than a backhoe, and, you know, just put one little stick of dynamite in there, boom, and then go, you know, pull it out once it's loosened with the backhoe. But no, they won't sell us dynamite, so I don't have any dynamite, and I don't think anyone else does either. They stopped selling it years ago. But one other short story about the farmers cooperative. You know, one day I said, "Y'all have any lime?" And they go, "Yeah, yeah." "And bags?" "Yeah, yeah." "What kind?" "I want hydrated lime." I said, "How much do you need?" I said, "Just a couple bags, 100 pounds." And they looked at me like, and everybody's like whispering, "Finelli wants lime." And they're thinking, bodies, you know, you sprinkle that on dead bodies, right? To keep the smell down. And And that, I said, that's what I want it for. I want to you put it on, you know, decaying flesh and rotting flesh to keep the smell down. But I'm thinking cows. You know, every once in a while a cow will die and either get stuck in the pond or something will happen. It'll be attacked by an animal. And, you know, I don't want it to smell for months. So if we can't bury it right then and there, or if it's too big to put in the outdoor wood furnace, then we put some lime on it and then bury it. You know, if the ground is frozen, we'll bury it as soon as the ground thaws out. But so the story is that they're absolutely convinced that, you know, dead bodies over here.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
My dad told me that they used lime in World War II. He was involved in the liberation of the Philippines, and there were a lot of dead military on both sides, the Japanese as well as the Americans. And he volunteered to help bury some of the dead. He said, you'll never forget the smell of rotting flesh. And that's where I learned about the lime, and that's what they used then, back then.
By the way, shifting gears significantly, I would like to let our listeners know that today, as a matter of fact, just after the radio show, we are sending out one of my most important e-newsletters. Are you one of the 2.7%? Only 2.7% of Americans have essential health habits that prevent over 85% of all illnesses. And so we are making an offer to people who wish to send us 10 friends who are interested in joining our newsletter. We'll give them a free copy of Medical Renaissance Secret Code or any one of 19 CD meditation CDs or DVDs, five of them, because we really believe that the number one thing we can do to improve health in this country is get people to adopt the basic health habits. We want 97.3% of people to get healthy.
No question about that, Dr. Shealy. So what do? Do we go to normshealy.com?
Send me a note with the names of 10 people that are willing to be signed up to our newsletter and tell me what you want. That is, you can have the movie or the DVDs or any one of my guided imagery things.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. We contact you at norm at normshealy.com?
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll send an email to norm, N-O-R-M, at normshealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, N-O-R-M at N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, and then you want 10 email addresses, is that what you want?
Exactly, a friend that you would recommend subscribe to the newsletter.
Okay. There you go,
class. Everybody should.
And then as a result, they get what?
Well, the movie.
Their choice of?
The most important movie, I believe, Medical Renaissance, Secret of the Fountain. It shows you the whole foundation of what holistic medicine is all about. It's 90 minutes long. But we have a whole bunch of, there's a list of all the CDs and DVDs that are available as well.
Okay. And that's at normshealy.com. They can look at that, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, class, there you go. And if you'd like it, just go to normshealy.com and then you'll send an email to norm at normshealy.com and with 10 email addresses and make your choice. And I guess you're going to need to know how do they get this? Will they get this electronically, or will they get?
No, they need to send me their mailing address, of course.
Okay.
We will mail it out at no charge, no shipping charge.
Okay. There you go. All right, class. So that's the plan, and please consider doing that. I think it will be worth your while, and I'm sure you'll get the same multiple times per week email newsletter as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That sounds great. So 2.7%. Dr. Shealy, can you share with us some of those habits that that 2.7% might have?
Okay, at the top of the list, in other words, the one that causes more trouble than all other known is overweight. Any weight above your optimal weight, which is a body mass index of maximum of 24, 1 pound, every pound above that increases your risk. When you get to 30 pounds above your ideal weight for your height, you are truly clinically obese. I call it sloppy fat. The risk of someone who has a body mass index of 30 above, which is a body mass, a weight 40 pounds above your ideal or more, your risk of death is similar to someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
That's wow.
And so you can, you know, let's say when you're 15 pounds overweight, it's like one pack of cigarettes a day, 20 pounds, 2 packs of cigarettes, 30, 40 pounds, whatever. Number, wow. The second one is still smoking. 22% of Americans still smoke. 1 pack a day shortens your life an average of 7 years. 3 packs shortens your life an average of 18 years. The third most important habit is eating a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Vince, I start every day with 5 or 6 servings of fruits and vegetables in a slush. I want to be sure I've got, you know, my minimum requirement done at the first meal.
Mm-hmm.
The average American consumes 2.2 servings. The minimum is 5. Well, if I start the day with 5 or 6... I'm sorry?
Dr. Shealy, I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe that the average American gets 2.2.
And I remind people that ketchup and french fries are not a vegetable. They don't count anything.
That's why I find that hard to believe, because I'll bet in that 2.2 included it is like a 5 or 1 bar, you know, with
right,
or something
right.
Like that. And they say, well, you're good. You're good to go because you had a 5 or 1 bar.
No, that doesn't count as a serving. And
right.
Number 4 is exercise. And it doesn't have to be vigorous. Walking, moderate, 30 minutes, 5 days a week. And number 5 is sleeping 7 or 8 hours out of every 24. Every one of these things, if people had these habits, within 25 years, our average life expectancy would go from 79 to 100. And we would cut illness 75%.
Can we talk more about this when we come back, Dr. Shealy?
Of course.
How about our IQ? Would our IQ increase as well? Because I think it's falling.
Because the habits are also associated with that.
Yeah. There you go. And I was not challenging your numbers, Dr. Shealy. I was challenging the way that, you know, these statistics might have been compiled. Because I don't think 2.2 servings, I just can't imagine the average American.
Class, I'm a survivalist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, I remember being in elementary school waiting for the school bus in the morning, and one of our neighbors, who was a couple of years older than I, and he would smoke, and I thought, why would he be doing that? And he said, well, it only cuts 7 years off your life. It's no big deal. And and I'm thinking...
Yeah, but you know something? The sad part about it is it probably gives you 5 to 10 years of illness as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'm sure that once he started smoking, it didn't stop at one pack a day, it didn't stop at two, probably went to three. And unbelievable. And so if he's looking at that 18-year shortened life expectancy plus the pure agony of the last, I don't know what, 10 years before that 18 years, we're looking at 28 years, right?
You bet.
So we're looking at, you know, more than horrible. A third of a person's life being absolutely horrible.
Well, Ben, in my father's family, five of six brothers died between age 48 and 54. Mm-hmm. Brother number six, who didn't smoke, lived to be 80. There's your big difference.
And same thing is true in my family. You know, in the World War II GIs, they were encouraged to smoke by the big tobacco companies. They were given free cigarettes. And once World War II was over, they had the tobacco companies had all these instant addicted customers. And they're just buying cigarettes like crazy. And, you know, back then, I guess maybe you could buy cigarettes for 10 cents, 12 cents a pack. I remember when I was in elementary school, you could buy them at a gas station, which was the highest price anywhere, at 25 cents a pack. $1.70 if you, you know, want to inhale a carton full of that smoke. You know, 17 cents a pack if you bought them by the carton. But, and people did. And they were absolutely addicted to it. And then, if you look at the rest of the family, and let's say that person doesn't smoke, they get the secondhand smoke. It's everywhere. I bought a used car, an old Mercedes. It's a 1996. It's my favorite car ever, and it's the one I drive most of the time. It's a diesel, and the only reason I bought it was because it's really hard to find a good condition old Mercedes without the electronics in it. So that's what this is. But the guy smoked, and he only had it for like a year or two, and I've been fighting to get that tobacco smoke out of it, and it's difficult. I've aired it out. I've used an ionizer. I've put vinegar, you know, and that vinegar works the best. Just put a bowl of vinegar on the floor and close up the windows in the sun. It seems to kill the smoke. It doesn't just mask it. It stops it, but then it comes back, you know, a couple weeks later. But it's everywhere, and so if it's in the fabric of the car, even though I've scrubbed all the seats and the carpet and all that, it's still very difficult to get out. And what about the family members who are inhaling all that smoke from the secondhand smoke within the houses?
About half the risk of those who smoke.
So you have a spouse who smokes, and three packs a day, and you've got the 18-year reduction in the life expectancy, plus the pure misery for the 10 years or so before that, and your spouse is going to get half of that sentence, right? Gosh.
Yep.
Gosh. Plus the expense, plus the, that's like burning money. It literally is burning money. Going up in smoke.
I'd rather smoke
money.
The paper.
Oh, geez. So, Dr. Shealy, you know, I'm looking at my notes here. 30 pounds above the ideal weight, but, you know, BMI of 24, increases the risk of death. And, Dr. Shealy, you know, just go to Springfield, Missouri, go into any supermarket, go into the Chinese factory outlet, and you'll see just about everybody but us overweight, right?
Well, it's now 70% of all Americans who are overweight.
Yeah, 70%. How'd that happen, Dr. Shealy? Is it the cell phone? We just keep looking at our cell phones and don't move. Is it that
well,
we watch
it's
TV?
Well, cell phones and junk food. Remember, 80% of all the food available for purchase in this country is junk.
You know, I've heard you say that for years and years and years. And class, just look around. If you want to see the proof. Just go shopping. Just go see who's pushing those carts, riding around in those carts. Just go look. Go look. And some of the people who are consuming those foods can't push the carts. How'd that happen? By eating those extruded foods. We'll be right back.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, I just checked the news, and there's a post, a trillion-ton iceberg, four times the size of London, has snapped off the West Antarctic ice shelf. And it says that the iceberg was hanging by a thread just 3 miles of ice. held it on, and it's 2,239 square miles, and it broke away. The Larsen Sea ice shelf has now decreased in size about 10%, but it could pose a hazard to maritime traffic. And so when I saw that, this post was as of 6 o'clock this morning, Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and my question was, is it possible that that breaking of that ice shelf was that loud explosion that we heard?
And I knew what was coming.
And I really don't know. So here's the question for our class. Did you hear that loud explosion that we heard here in Missouri? And if you did, I'd love to hear where you are and if you heard it. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Just let our engineer know that you're calling about that, and we'll put you right on the air. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about body mass index. We're talking about living better, living longer, and increasing our IQ. Please tell us how that works, eating well and increasing our IQ, because I could use the points.
There's a study that came out just last week, a big, big study from Scotland. And they tested the IQ of all of the students in school in Scotland back sometime in the 40s, and they looked at life expectancy. And the lower the IQ, the earlier people died. That's not looking at anything except IQ. So it looks as if people with a lower IQ choose more unhealthy habits, among other things. So it's terribly complex, but you can't afford the luxury of ignoring good health habits, whether you're dumb or bright.
Is there a relationship between socioeconomic standing and IQ?
That is true also. The lower socioeconomic status, the higher your early death rate. So, so smoking, obesity, inactivity go along with both low IQ and low socioeconomic background.
And I've noticed there are people whom I've seen in jobs that I would consider high risk who are smokers. Let me give you an example. People in the construction industry, they're out there in the dust. They're grinding metal with metal cutoff saws. They're sawing metal, all kinds of dust in the air. People who work construction that uses lumber, like framers of houses, they're sawing, and there's all kinds of dust in the air. And so to make the dust stick to their lungs even better, they smoke. And I see more and more of that. People who have these really tough jobs, people who should be wearing respirators, instead are not wearing respirators, and they're smoking to make these dust particles stick to their lungs even more. And I ask them, I go, why don't you wear a mask, a respirator, to prevent this stuff from getting into your lungs? They say, I can't breathe if I do that. And I'm thinking, okay, so you won't be able to breathe for sure later. As these conditions worsen inside your lungs. But that's what they do. And I've seen, in my opinion, people who are less financially well off are more likely to smoke than those who are more financially well off. And that's just my opinion. Do you see something similar?
Yeah, I've seen that too. I mean, look, my father and four of his brothers were not lower socioeconomic, but they smoked.
Do you think it's peer pressure as part of this, or do you think?
Well, in his day, it was. His father died when he was 10. He went to work to help support the family. It was just one of those things. I don't think you could take what happened 100 years ago from what's going on today. We didn't know a lot about smoking back in those days, health wise.
Yeah, and I was thinking about some of these advertisements. Wasn't there an advertisement for cigarettes like doctors prefer,
Lucky Strike?
That's it. There's a guy. He's got salt and pepper hair, great smile. He's wearing glasses, and it says, 20,679 physicians say Luckies are less irritating. So it's like physicians prefer Luckies. I mean, that's what it's kind of saying.
In those days, they were pimps to the tobacco industry instead of the drug industry. Same thing, of course.
Yeah. And so here we have the medical profession, or what appears to be the medical profession, endorsing smoking. And what about smoke up a person's rectum? We hear, you know, blowing smoke up a person's rectum. They say
actually,
it's a little different, but that was done.
Look,
it was a procedure.
On the internet, you can find offers to sell you some kind of device that was to blow smoke up the rectum as a therapeutic device.
That's what I'm saying. It was considered actual medicine therapy, right, at one point in time?
Well, yes. Almost as bad as some of the things going on today.
Dr. Shuley, since we're discussing this, what do you think about coffee enemas as a cancer therapy? Have you investigated that?
You know, I know a lot about it. I don't know a lot of science that proves it. And personally, I just happen to say I'm a surgeon, not a gastroenterologist, so I don't like them.
Okay. How about skin tangs, T-A-N-G-S, or maybe they're called skin tabs. So these are these little bits of skin that pop up, kind of like a micro earlobe that might pop up, you know, on a person's neck or on the side of the thigh or something like that. Do we know what they are, and can we safely remove them ourselves?
Well, you know, I don't know, but my suspicion is that skin tags are mostly somehow a nutritional deficiency.
A nutritional deficiency?
Yeah, I can't prove that, and I'm going to look it up to be sure, but my suspicion is it's a deficiency of omega-3s and possibly some other things.
Okay. And if a person has one, is there a safe way to remove it? And here's where I'm going with this. I remember many, many, many years ago, probably in the 1960s, probably the early 1960s, my dad went for a checkup, and his physician said, let me just take care of that. And he took a piece of thread, white thread, tied it like a knot around the skin, at the base of the skin tang, and cut off the circulation to it. And he said, a couple of days, it'll just fall off. And it did. Is that a safe way of doing it today, maybe with a...
Oh, yeah. In general, yes. Now, interestingly, skin, I was right about the nutritional, but I wasn't having it quite right as to which fat. People who are overweight are much more likely to have skin tags. And when they're overweight enough to cause type 2 diabetes, they're even more likely to have skin tags.
Okay. And so what do they do? Is there a supplement that you recommend, or is there something we should be eating to prevent them?
I would say start losing weight yesterday.
Okay. Speaking of eating well, Dr. Shuley, this morning, before the broadcast, I made an omelet. And I went out into the garden and I got some Anaheim peppers. I got two really large Anaheim peppers, washed them, cut them, diced them, put them in a cast iron skillet, and I put and I took a lot of onion and I put it in there too. I mean, a lot. It was probably two parts, or one part Anaheim peppers, one part onion, and one part egg. So it was not a typical omelet. And I can't eat runny eggs. I just can't make myself do it. Is there a reason why we should have one type of cooking one type of an egg over another? Do you feel strongly about any particular way?
I do not feel strongly about it at all. Okay. There is a slight bit of evidence that leaving the yolk runny, you know, so it's not coagulated and solid, is healthier. But I love scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like them. Mm-hmm. I like eggs in almost any form, everything from coddled to soft-boiled and on up. And so I don't think you should let that be your primary decision. I think you should eat eggs unless you're truly allergic to them.
Okay. And what about the egg whites? The yolk of the egg, is that the best part? Is the white the best part? Is there some part that, well, you know, we shouldn't have it because of cholesterol? Or do we just say, no, the whole egg is the way to go? What do we do?
Personally, I don't eat out except when I travel. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I rarely eat out. I just choose the best I can when I travel, and I don't worry about it.
Oh, no, but when you eat eggs, do you eat the entire egg, or do you say, you know, I'm not going to have the yolk, I'm not going to have the white, or do you have the whole thing?
Oh, always the whole thing. I think you're missing at least 50% of the nutrition if you skip either one. The white is, of course, the best protein in the world. And the yolk is loaded with all kinds of other goodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was reading a very interesting article about young people playing outdoors. And I'm 100% convinced that you and I were, when we were in elementary school, we had recess outside. And our parents told us after school, hey, go get some sunshine, get some vitamin D. And go play outside. You need to do that. And we did. Well, what they're saying now is that young children are becoming more nearsighted. They're becoming more nearsighted, and they have lower levels of vitamin D, and they have a higher body mass index because they're spending less time outside, more time inside, more time without natural light, more time with artificial light. And it's affecting their eye development. We talk about that when we come.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the MicroPowerGuard, the AirRanger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
NormSheely's with us, NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com, and Dr. Sheely had a great offer. So if you're interested in receiving the videos that he's talking about, just go to NormSheely.com, send Norm an email with 10 of your closest email friends' addresses, and he will and your physical address, and he'll send you the videos. Dr. Sheely, playing outside as young people helped us get vitamin D and helped us develop better. And they're saying now that young children are not getting enough time outside. They are not getting enough of the vitamin D, sunshine vitamin, and they're becoming more nearsighted. I guess that would tie into the use of the closely held their hands. Yeah, dumb phone. Right.
The dumb phone is bad in every conceivable way. Not only the electromagnetic contamination or damage to your brain, but the focus of attention, the lack of sociability, and missing being outside. All of those are part of a very, very negative aspect. I do not believe we were meant to spend any amount of time on a regular basis throughout the day talking on the phone.
Yeah. Very, very good point, and you and I are in perfect agreement. Vitamin D2, vitamin D3, and the sunshine vitamin, sunshine itself. Are there differences in vitamin Ds?
Well, yeah, D2 is the junk prescription pharmacomafia drug. D3 is the natural stuff that you produce in the sun.
Okay, so vitamin D3 is liquid sunshine.
And okay. Vitamin D2 is an excuse for pharmacomafia intervention. Under no circumstances is there any benefit from it.
Okay. Lithium Orotate. You had mentioned that as a memory booster. What is your recommended dosage and who should be taking it? And it is not.
Well, I think most people from age 5 on, 5 milligrams, let's say, at age 5, 10 milligrams at age 10, 15 milligrams at age 15, and somewhere between 15 and 20 milligrams as an adult for 100% of people would be good.
Okay, and what would that do for us, Dr. Shuley?
Well, first of all, it would decrease stress, the physiological biochemical reaction to stress. Secondly, it protects your brain. Third, it helps to prevent depression and anxiety. Not bad.
Okay. And are there any contraindications, any complications?
Not with lithium orotate. You've got to have...
Okay.
You can't live without some lithium.
Okay. And MSM, what are your thoughts about MSM?
Well, now that's a really interesting one. As you may know, I combine it with vitamin C in my youth formula because although MSM has many benefits physiologically and vitamin C the same, when you put the two together, they have all of their usual benefits, plus they help raise your DHEA naturally.
And I take your youth formula every day. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shuley, tell me if I'm doing this wrong. I'm taking three of them a day. I spread them out throughout the day. Am I okay with three?
Well, I take four, so I'm sure you're okay taking three.
Okay, we're talking about Dr. Shuley's youth formula. And how do you get it? You can just buy it right on the internet at normshuley.com. Dr. Shuley, there's a post that I found fascinating, and it's at dailymail.co.uk. It says, bad news for those who hate cleaning. Dusty homes can make you obese by spurring the growth of fat cells. And it says, just a minuscule amount of dust can trigger bulging waistline. And it says that dust is full of gender-bending chemicals that are responsible for weight gain. And this, according to the post, causes fat cells to accumulate in the body. So what they're saying is bisphenol A, these microfibers, we're inhaling them, they're getting in our lungs, they're getting in our digestive systems, and they're causing us to get fatter as well. Just the dust around our house. Any quick thoughts?
Wow.
Yeah.
Here it says baby gender dust. Chalk dust, even. All kinds of things about dust changing your biochemistry and your endocrinology.
Well, maybe we can talk about this a little bit more next Wednesday.
Great.
And,
I have
an ionizer. Yeah, I've got an ionizer to make this stuff fall down so it can get vacuumed up quickly. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
Norm Shuley.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at airlifeone.com or call 800-916-7873.